When it comes to responding to modern day crisis, whether it be a global pandemic, extreme weather event, or an attempt to overthrow our democracy, lawyers are playing an increasingly critical role. Eric Stern, a professor of the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity at the University at Albany, and Ray Brescia, a professor of law at Albany Law School, formed a cross-disciplinary partnership to better understand this emerging and complex field. Their new book is Crisis Lawyering, Effective Legal Advocacy in Emergency Situations, which is published by NYU Press. The book offers key insights, strategies, and tactics to lawyers who deal with a range of crisis situations on a regular basis. We welcome Eric Stern and Ray Brescia to the roundtable this morning. Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, same here.
Excellent. All right, so Eric, the question I, of course, want to begin with is for you to tell me some dirt on Bob Griffin. But barring that...
Oh, I can tell you stories.
Barring that, I'll ask you to begin of how this particular project came to be.
Well, I think the roots of the project go in a number of different directions. For my part, I had been engaging in dialogue with government and doing research in the area of crisis management and crisis leadership more generally for many years. And became interested in the relationship between leaders and various forms of experts and other professions that they need to work with to deal with these types of situations. And at one point, I was contacted by the general counsel or chief counsel of FEMA, who was interested in improving the ability of FEMA lawyers to operate in crises and work together. And that was the start of this for me. Ray came to it, I think, from a different angle. Ray, why don't you give your side?
Yeah, tell us your angle, Ray.
Thanks for having us on, and thanks for your willingness to talk about this book. People, when they hear about it, they say, like, gosh, you know, this book couldn't come out at a better time, and I think that's right. You know, the world is facing a pandemic, and we've had, many other crises unfold in the last year. But for me, I sort of feel like as a practicing lawyer, and then now as an academic, I've always been drawn to whether it was representing clients in crisis situations or writing about those situations. It just seems that in a world where law is so important these days in everything we do, and crises seem to be happening more frequently and a greater intensity than perhaps ever before, lawyers are being called to address these crises, whether they're addressing them themselves or whether they are part of a team that's addressing them. Given how important law often is in crisis situations, lawyers are often on tap to help leaders get through those crises. If you think about whether it's a mask mandate or whether it's an effort to overthrow the Constitution and our U.S. government,
right.
Lawyers have a huge role to play in that, and sometimes they make things worse. Right? We had lawyers filing baseless charges about election fraud, but we also had lawyers opposing them, and judges who are lawyers, making decisions based on the law and the facts that no, there was no election fraud. So law is so important. Crises are much more frequent and much more intense these days, that lawyers are playing a larger and larger role in them. And so this book tries to give some guidance to lawyers and to those who work with them to understand the way lawyers and the law function in crisis situations.
I promise I'll only make this a one-minute diversion, but when Sidney Powell says...
That's the joke. You don't have to say anything more.
I mean, you couldn't possibly believe the BS I was throwing
exactly.
out. I mean, that... How does that work for people like you who are in this profession? It can't be good.
No, it can't be. And, you know, we talk in one of the chapters, we have one of the authors writes about his work representing detainees on Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And he talks about the real, threats to the clients on Guantanamo Bay and the fact that our government was essentially saying that Guantanamo, the law didn't apply. Law, the Constitution, there are no rights on Guantanamo. And, the lawyers who advocated were for the detainees, that simple things like, they shouldn't be tortured and they should be able to file habeas corpus petitions, even if, a court would ultimately rule, whether or not the court would rule that their detention was appropriate, they still should be able to raise those claims. And the lawyers bringing those claims were very concerned about, could they file meritorious claims. It seems that the law was completely uncertain, which is common in many of the crisis situations that are written about in the book. And those lawyers had to advocate in a space where the law was uncertain. It's very different from the types of claims we saw from the lawyers who challenged some of the some of the results of the election, which I think many of those lawyers could essentially say what Sidney Powell says, like no one in their right mind would believe what we were arguing. I mean, we have one case in which one of the lawyers referenced the Tolkien books, the Lord of the Rings books, saying that the federal government should be put under a steward, like in Gondor, in the Lord of the Rings. There's no king in Gondor, and thus the Biden administration and the legislature should be put under a stewardship run by a federal government. I mean, these are preposterous claims. And then you juxtapose those against some of the advocates that we highlight in the book and their work, and see that they're of a very different stripe, very different, they struggled with very different issues, and they were very conscientious about raising only meritorious claims. So, lawyers in crisis situations can go a couple of different paths. They can, follow the law and try to make new law in effective ways, or they can, just try and gum up the works and throw things against the wall, in the hopes that something might stick, when realizing that really nothing is going to stick. And that's a very different type of crisis lawyer, and we don't feature those types of crisis lawyers in the book.
So let's talk about the advocates and the people who are doing the good work here. Eric, I probably should have asked this at the very beginning, but I mean, in a certain sense, anything, if you need a lawyer, could, I assume, be a crisis. So how do you define, and how does the book define a crisis of what, and I assume it's a discussion that the two of you had as to, okay, what rises to that level of being a crisis?
So first of all, a crisis is to some extent in the eye of the beholder, and there are a lot of different definitions for different purposes. And in fact, that was one of the questions that we posed to the practicing lawyers and legal scholars that participated in the project. The point of departure coming out of crisis studies was a definition of that focuses on the challenge for decision makers and communicators, where a crisis situation is characterized by perceptions of threat to core values, high degrees of uncertainty about the threat, about the law. As Ray was just saying, some of these cases, the law is unsettled, that makes things more difficult. There may be uncertainties about how the public is going to react, to guidance about how they should protect themselves. So many different types of uncertainties. And then time pressure. And so in these situations, there are windows of opportunity to try to move the course of events in a positive direction or to protect people who are in dire danger of one kind or another. And if you're not swift enough in your actions, you lose the opportunity to change things for the better or to prevent bad outcomes. So when those dimensions coincide, you're in a kind of an extreme domain. And that's true for all who participate in crisis work. I would argue that this is particularly challenging for lawyers because diligence, being very, very careful in research, being very precise in the way that you communicate, having time to reflect and hopefully develop the strongest possible argument and as much certainty as possible in terms of interpreting the law. These are professional virtues. And in a crisis situation, lawyers can't work that way often because it's too slow.
Right.
And then people go without the benefit of legal counsel, or leaders have to make decisions without legal advice. And that's not good either. So there's a certain parallel, to crisis standards of care in medicine, where doctors practicing in the field in a mass casualty disaster are not expected to perform in exactly the same way they would, in a hospital in a scheduled procedure under perfect conditions. And this is something that the thinking about this I gather from my conversations with many lawyers and legal scholars about this has been underdeveloped in the legal field. But Ray, maybe you want to weigh in on that.
And I just want to add, I do want you to weigh in on that, Ray. And also just, I remember being very young, and I was born in Washington, D.C., and my father brought me to the Supreme Court building and showed me the decorative turtles that are on the Supreme Court building, which, of course, show the deliberative pace of justice. So when you're in a crisis, does it screw things up that pace is that of a tortoise?
It can, and sometimes the lawyer dealing in the crisis situation feels that they can't make a decision, and that they feel hamstrung because they want all the information that they think they need to make their decision, and thus may not feel comfortable giving advice to their client as to how to act in an accelerated fashion when the client is looking for the best guidance that the lawyer can give. And what we're trying to communicate in the book is how some of the lawyers in these situations navigated that situation, and to understand that if a lawyer feels that they're unable to give their educated advice in the situation, then the client may be left without any guidance whatsoever. And so if the time frame is so accelerated that the lawyer is only able to sort of make a partial judgment or make their best, give the best advice they can in that situation, that's better than them saying nothing, because the client otherwise would be left with no legal guidance whatsoever. And we want to make sure that lawyers feel comfortable that not everything is going to be laid out in front of you in such situations, and you have to do your best. And that's that is certainly consistent with the lawyer's ethical code, that in an emergency you're allowed to do your best and give what reasonable advice you can give. And what we hope also will come out of the book is that lawyers will see how other lawyers dealt with crisis situations and emergencies, and even those who are not lawyers could read this and see some of the considerations that go into decision making in crisis situations, so that they can be prepared for them in the future. And that's, you know, really what we're hoping more than anything else is to, you know, tell compelling stories about lawyers dealing with crisis situations, but also to allow our readers to, you know, prepare themselves for when they have to face a crisis, whether it's in their practice or they, you know, they work with lawyers and they want to understand how lawyers think. If there are, you know, people who are thinking about going to law school and thinking about, you know, whether they wanted to work in these sorts of high-profile emergency situations, we hope that they will also gain some insight and inspiration from the book. I mean, we've got chapters on, you know, a lawyer who worked at the Department of Justice who wrote the was co-author of the DOJ's Ferguson report about police community relations there. We've got lawyers who worked on the litigation against the travel ban early in the Trump administration. So there's lots of, you know, really compelling stories in there that we hope will serve you know, to guide and inspire.
Well, the book is fascinating. It really is. And it is entitled Crisis Lawyering, Effective Legal Advocacy in Emergency Situations. And the folks that you talk to and the questions and answers you put forth are very interesting and certainly very important. Eric Stern and Ray Brescia, I thank you very much for being with us. I am so glad you are in our community, and I thank you for sharing with us. It's a great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, Eric Stern and Ray Brescia are the authors of the new book, Crisis Lawyering. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.